Hello and welcome into Fort Wayne, Indiana. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jackson. And tonight, game three of a six-game series, but also the final game to be played in Fort Wayne. Home and home, Lansing Lugnuts, Fort Wayne Tin Caps, 3rd of July. Lugnuts looking for a win in, shall we say, the rubber match of the first three before this series shifts to Lansing, Michigan, starting tomorrow. Hello, Adam Jackson.
Hello there. How are you?
I'm well, especially considering how the Lugnuts played yesterday. That was an all-around performance and a team victory.
Yeah, they put it all together, didn't they? I mean, great starting pitching performance from Corey Avant. You could tell still wasn't quite as sharp as what we'd seen, but he battled. He worked through runners on base, tricky situations, kept Lansing in front throughout, and then their offense strung it together. They got the two runs early in the game to take the lead, and then, you know what? They decided, let's go ahead and get a five-run sixth inning, end this thing, tack on one more in the eighth, and they were rolling last night. Great bounce-back victory after night one didn't look like themselves.
That's true. So, today, Jake Garland goes to the mound. I do have to tell you that we've got a couple of different ways that we can go with this for Jake Garland. Number one, you could make the easy case. He's been the Lugnuts' most consistent and best starting pitcher as of late. Let's start there. How has Jake been so effective?
You know, I think he's just commanding his stuff. I mean, he's pitching with confidence. Like, it seemed like he's found a spot, too, right? They started him at the beginning of the year as a starter, goes to the bullpen. Now he comes back as a starter, and he's just continued to build that consistency. You look on his last few starts, I mean, he's throwing strikes, he's not walking batters, and he's letting his defense work behind him, which is what we saw him do last year when he had success. So, gonna keep that up tonight, and see if he can give them another good start, because they're going to need it with what they're facing on the other side.
Well, let's talk about the flip side of the coin before we get into the Fort Wayne starting pitcher today. I want to take you back to April 22nd, because it was Jake Garland who was on the mound when Leo DeVries hit for the mutant cycle. Garland allowed a home run to DeVries in the first inning, allowed a double to DeVries in the third inning, gave up another home run to DeVries in the fifth inning, and then in the sixth inning gave up a single. So it was DeVries victimizing Jake Garland above any other pitcher. How do you control Leo DeVries tonight?
El Mutante. Yeah, you got to keep him in check. I mean, listen, don't be too careful with him. I mean, yes, you have to be wary of him coming up there, but I think Jake needs to go right at him. We've said the same thing all series. You can't pitch guys different. Because if you do, then you're going to kind of nibble. You're going to get behind and count. So I really think this is strength on strength. Jake has been pitching well. Leo obviously is the hitter that he is for a reason. He's a great prospect. Go right at him. See what you can do. And if he puts the ball in play, let your defense go to work.
All right. Let's talk about the starting pitcher now for Fort Wayne. Miguel Mendez gets the ball. This is our first time seeing Mendez pitching for Fort Wayne. He was not with the Tin Caps in their starting rotation back when Lansing and Fort Wayne met up in the very first month of the season. And for Mendez so far, you look at these numbers, you go, oh, eight starts, a 2.17 ERA. What makes Mendez effective, and how do the Lugnuts beat him?
Well, he's got three good pitches. Number one, Jesse, if you have a fastball with great velocity, that's going to be a good starting point. He's hit 100 multiple times this year, high 90s, four-seam fastball. He's got a slider that looks completely different from pitch to pitch. I mean, we've seen it can sweep, it can kind of hit you on the front door, it can move inward. I mean, it goes all over the place, and that's going to be a key tonight. How do the Lugnuts look against that slider? And then he's got a changeup to mix it. So he's got a three-pitch mix. He can locate those, and they move on him, and he's got the upper velocity. So Lansing, after they sort of, well, they did. They found their confidence again last night with eight runs, 15 hits. Let's see how they look tonight against a guy that has been proven and has not given up a ton of runs, three runs or less in all of his starts. That's eight total with Fort Wayne.
It is the 3rd of July. It is the biggest crowd expected here in Fort Wayne of the season, although it's been a long time since Fort Wayne has not hosted on the 4th of July. On the right side on deck circle, there appears to be a saxophonist getting all set to perform the national anthem.
What about the left side, Jesse? Yeah, what about the left side?
That's Jefferson. Jefferson is in the left side on deck circle.
Jefferson, the bald eagle. Oh, my gosh. It's so great down there. I love it.
The Fort Wayne Tin Caps are wearing their patriotic uniforms. We're going to see Lansing lad in the sky blue tomorrow with the blue caps. And then for the Lugnuts, I believe we'll see red brims for Fort Wayne. It's the blue brims at that. Across the front of the chest of the uniforms for Fort Wayne, it says USA. There's your starting lineups. The Lugnuts lead off with the shortstop, Joshua Kuroda-Grauer. Batting second at first base, Jared Dickey. Left fielder Nate Nankill hits third. Batting fourth, third baseman Tommy White, as in the red, white, and blue. Rodney Green Jr. DHs and bats fifth. Heading sixth, center fielder Ryan Lasko. Batting seventh, the right fielder Johnny Butler. Heading eighth, catcher C.J. Rodriguez. And rounding things off at second base, it's Casey Yamauchi. Kuroda-Grauer, Dickey, Nankill. White, Green, Lasko. Butler, Rodriguez, Yamauchi. And they support Jake Garland. Adam, your spotlight Lugnut.
I'm thinking there's a lot of good options here.
Yeah, take your time.
I'm going to go with JKG, Jesse. He's off to a little bit of a slower start in this series for his standards. He had a red-hot month of June. So let's see if he can get it rolling tonight and maybe have a multi-hit game.
I love it. Can extend his on-base streak to 18 games. For Fort Wayne, Kai Roberts leads off in center field. Batting second, shortstop Leo DeVries. Heading third, the second baseman Brandon Butterworth. Right fielder Braden Carpathios hits cleanup. Third baseman Ryan Jackson bats fifth. Batting sixth, the DH Rosman Verdugo. Heading seventh at first base, Jack Costello. Oswaldo Linares is the catcher, hitting eighth. And then rounding off the order, the left fielder Jacob Campbell. Roberts, DeVries, Butterworth, Carpathios, Jackson, Verdugo, Costello, Linares, and Campbell supporting Miguel Mendez. Tell me, Adam, your spotlight tin cap.
You know, I'm a symmetrical type of guy. We get the leadoff guy on one team for the Lugnuts. Let's go with the leadoff man on the other. Kai Roberts, they couldn't get him out the other night. He took last night off. He's a top 30 prospect, and he, like many of the other tin caps, he walks. He walked three times, had two hits, single and a double in the opener, and helped trigger that offense that scored seven runs on 11 hits. They have to contain Kai Roberts tonight.
And the seventh rounder last year out of Utah. Fort Wayne is getting all set to take the field. Roberts is introduced first, jogging out to the diamond. And oh, by the way, I think that Fort Wayne ordered up some good weather for the 3rd of July.
I think they did, and from what we were looking at, it looks like Lansing ordered up some good weather for the 4th of July tomorrow.
We will see you tomorrow night at Jackson Field. Lugnuts and tin caps, 7:05 p.m. is the start time. However, the gates will open up at 4:45 because starting at 5 o'clock, we're going to have vintage baseball played at the ballpark.
Which is so fun. We do that every year, it seems like, and great to get those guys out there. They give their hardest effort, and it's fun to watch, throw back, and really gets you in the mood for the July 4th festivities.
Yeah, it really does. And then the Lugnuts watch, and they go, what? Not wearing gloves, not all the 19th century rules that they've got to follow. Fort Wayne, Indiana, by the way, it knows a little something about the history of baseball. The very first baseball game was played here in Fort Wayne, and it was played right down the road. This area has roots in the start of baseball in the United States of America. And celebrating America this week, the Tin Caps have all taken the field. The Lugnuts stand at attention, third base side, wearing the black shirts, the gray pants. Caps are doffed. Down to the field we go. Time for our national anthem.
excellent saxophone playing. Jefferson was flapping his wings, and we are ready to go. Patriotic on July 3rd, July 4th Eve down here in the fort. And it is, yes, a beautiful evening for baseball. Sitting upper 80s, the sun is out shining. It's black against blue. Lansing in the alternate black tops with the black batting helmets and the gray pants. Well, Fort Wayne is in the baby blue, and that is baby blue caps with the Fort Wayne tin cap logo and the apple in front. And then they have got USA across the front of their jerseys in white, which also is baby blue. And then the white pants, of course, a red belt as well. Let's do it for the third time and final time here in Fort Wayne in 2025. Your Lansing Lugnuts against the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. Nuts now 5-6, 41-36 overall. Well, the Tin Caps 7-4 and 38-38. July 3rd, 1776. It's game 78 and 77, so we're close, but not quite. But July 4th Eve, happy July 4th Eve to you, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Adam Jaxa, thank you, sir. And Adam is in his red and his blue and his USA ball cap, which is white. His shorts are blue. His shirt is red. Down to the field. Thank you. Fort Wayne's defense. Jacob Campbell's in left. Guy Roberts plays center. Braden Carpathios is in right. Jack Costello's at first. Brandon Butterworth at second. Leona Brees is at shortstop. And Ryan Jackson's at third. Oswaldo Linares is the catcher. And he's catching Miguel Mendez, the right-hander. 23 years of age at 6'2", 165 pounds, and we have heard that he throws 100. He has tossed at least 100 miles an hour 8 times this year. 7.04 p.m., first pitch, and Joshua Carota-Grauer takes inside. Ball one, 94 miles an hour there. Underway 1 minute early, but you know, 7.04 on July 3rd. The pitch, up high. Adam, I would request right now that the Lugnuts should have a 7.04 p.m. start time tomorrow.
Got to be, and then they win 7-4. We know how it goes.
Well, they've done that, and they've done that multiple times. Grotegrauer takes ball three. Down and in. 3-0 on the 3rd of July. Love the bright red Sox pulled up high for the man on the mound, Mendez. He's from the Dominican. His jersey says USA. He offers at Grotegrauer out of New Jersey. Takes a called strike. Righty-righty opening up the ballgame. Pitch on its way. Called strike two. 95 miles an hour. Grotegrauer is hitting 292 this year. 20 walks, 26 strikeouts, 62 games. And he has earned this payoff pitch. Ground ball bouncing foul up the left side. The skies above have soft cumulus clouds hanging directly above the field. It is not sunny, though. There's a cloud in front of the sun. The payoff. Inside ball four. And Carota-Grauer extends the on-base streak to 18 games. That fastball was 98. That was the fastest fastball so far from Mendez. But Adam, here's what is called into question, which is his consistency and command.
Yeah, just still trying to figure out every time where it's going. Only 23 years old, but nice job by JKG. Get aboard, see if the Nuts can get one in the first.
Ball went inside to Jared Dickey. 87 degrees in Fort Wayne. Jared was shaking his head no as that pitch missed. How about yesterday for Jared? Two doubles and a walk and five trips. Ride to lefty, no score. Mendez offers. Yanked it inside. 2-0. Dickey had homered in the opener. Now 14 doubles, 2 triples, 4 home runs this season. That power is there. Mendez deals. Up and away, 3-0 on his second straight batter. Just keeping an eye on Carota-Grauer at first base. He has swiped 18 bags this year. He's only been caught 4 times. Shortstop DeVries is cheating to his left up the middle. 3-0, is this the red light? It is, and it's outside, and it's back-to-back walks. Opening up the ball game, Kuroda Grauer to second, and Dickey to first.
I was about to say, don't run into an out before he shows he can get an out, because right now, not quite sure if he can get it over the plate yet consistently, and Lansing's got to take advantage of this.
Even if he threw strike one to Nate Nankill, I might want to take again.
Yeah, I agree.
Right-hander against right-hander, scoreless. First pitch, Nankill takes ball one, screaming in high. And that provokes a visit to the mound by the catcher, Linares, as Mendez went stomping off the back of the hill. Reached for the rising bag, slammed it down. First baseman Costello came in, second baseman Butterworth. Pitching coach Eshelman's on his way out, but he's beaten there by shortstop DeVries and the third baseman Jackson. And in front of this great crowd in Fort Wayne, I would dare say an inauspicious start for the young right-hander.
Yeah, I'd say so too. Big crowd indeed, still filing in. I still think they're out maybe visiting the Apple Card and all the other concession options and the 360 concourse you can walk just like at Jackson Field. I still got to get to their seats, and you know, maybe he's just doing them a favor so they can get there ready to go before he tries to get his first down.
I didn't consider that to be generosity, but you make a good point.
It's kind of like the Thirsty Thursday crowd for Lance. You got to wait till like the third inning before they're all there.
See, West Michigan just pushes back the time of first pitch.
True.
One ball and no strikes and Nate Nankill. Kuroda Grauer at second. Dickey is at first. Nobody out, no score. Here's the pitch. And there's a called strike. Nerves settled. 96 and in there at the belt. Nankill is just 1-for-7 in the series with an RBI single and a walk and a hit by pitch. Mendez deals. Popped him up, back of home plate, and throwing back and out of play. One ball, two strikes. Well, there's something for the crowd to cheer about.
Play of the game right there in the first inning.
Hey, the fans came prepared. Pitchers count on 1-2. Mendez delivers. Slider, foul tip, strike three. He strikes out Nankill. That is not something that happens all that often. Nate struck out only 10 times in the entire month of June. One away for Tommy White.
That's unfortunate for him, too, because he got a piece of it, but nice squeeze by Linares.
White takes ball one down and in. Fastball at 98 miles an hour. And that fastball command is not there yet. Robin's egg blue glove for the right-hander Mendez. Bent over the waist, gets the sign, straightens. Kuroda Grauer at second, Dickey at first, no score. Let's it fly. White hits a high fly out to right center. Kai Roberts traces it back. He's out near the track. He makes the catch. Kuroda Grauer tags, hustles for third. In comes the throw to second base. And raced in by Butterworth. Two outs. Runners are at the corners. Bring up Rodney Green Jr. Green is 1-for-8 in the series. He has walked. He has 3 strikeouts. Righty to lefty. No score. The pitch. And that's right in there. Called strike with a fastball at 97. That was right down the middle. Green against Fort Wayne this year. 6-for-47. 21 strikeouts. But he does have 2 homers. The 0-1. Fouled back. Not quite a certain rip on the off speed from Mendez.
And he looks like he's regained his form here. Had to get the 2 walks out of his system, and he's got a chance to dance out of a jam just like Corey Avent was able to do a few times last night.
Dickey at first, shortly held on by Costello. Kuroda Grauer at third. 0-2 for Green. Ripped foul over the net on the right side up to the concourse. He might mentioned all of those arriving fans. Well, there's a welcome present.
Yeah, that was unfortunate. Perfectly over the top of the netting and hit hard. So glad that there were fans paying attention over there.
Yikes. Tried again, 0-2. Swing and a miss. He blew it past him at 98 miles an hour. Mendez walks the first two, sets down three in a row, including a couple of strikeouts. To the bottom of the first inning, Lansing doesn't score. Fort Wayne is coming up against Jake Garland.
Hey guys, 13-year NFL veteran and Super Bowl champion Jason McCourty here, and I'm an innovation ambassador at FAIR, Food Allergy and Research Education. I would say the most challenging thing as a parent of a kid who has a food allergy is probably the ignorance that I myself had in the beginning. So I didn't know what anaphylactic shock was. I didn't know the dangers, let alone the things that she needed to be able to have a normal life. When you go to drop your kid off, and every single time in the beginning, we'd have to go through everything she was allergic to. Preparation is everything. And me, for playing football for 13 years, it was all throughout the course of the week. It's getting ready for game day. When you're on the field, you're playing for your fans. At home, you're playing for your family. My playbook, read labels, keep it allergy friendly, and have an epinephrine nasal spray as a backup plan. Because when my family's safe from food allergens, that's the real victory. Visit foodallergy.org to learn more.
Hi, it's Corey Avin with the Lansing Lugnuts. Let's get back to the diamond.
The Lugnuts are turned away in the top of the first inning scorelessly. After the first two batters drew walks, Miguel Mendez blazed right through three in a row. Now Jake Garland for the Lugnuts, supported by Nankill in left, Lasko in center, Butler in right. White at third, Kuroda Grauer at shortstop, Yamauchi at second, Dickey at first, Rodriguez catching. Kai Roberts bats from the left side and swings and fouls away the first pitch, left side, strike one. Roberts, DeVries, Butterworth, left-handed batter, switch hitter, right-handed batter against the Miami Hurricane, who deals. Missed down and in. Our home plate umpire is Pedro Torres. Our bases umpire is Evan Anderson. From the first base side of the rubber, out of Jupiter, Florida, Jake Garland rocks, issues, up and away. And taking on a man in Kai Roberts who has three straight multi-walk games. He's already out in front, 2-1. The pitch, fouled off at home. Day off for Roberts yesterday, and Adam, it felt like Fort Wayne's offense was missing him.
Yes. Agreed. Sorry to cut you off there, but you're exactly right. I mean, he puts pressure on you right away. Base runners aplenty, which we saw from Fort Wayne in that first game on Tuesday.
Single, double, two, three walks. The pitch, he takes the off-speed low. And here we go. Three balls and two strikes. After the curveball, could not find its spot.
Jesse, anything but a walk. Anything but a walk.
Payoff. How about a dribbler foul? We'll try it again. Jake Garland has not walked more than two batters in any game this year. And he has really turned his season around. Deals. Ground ball hopping foul up the right side. In April for Garland, he had allowed 22 runs, 21 of which were earned in 18 innings. And that's an ERA of 10.5. But since the end of April, a 2.17 ERA. He's been great. He fires, and that's fouled away to the left side. And this set bet continues. This Garland turnaround has first been subtle and then been stunning. Won twice at Quad Cities, just beat Dayton his last time out. 3-2 pitch. Well, he walked him. He missed up high, and Kai Roberts is back on. I don't know what to tell you, man.
Come on, man.
Here's Leo DeVries. It honestly felt there like Kai Roberts was going to foul off as many pitches as he needed to before Garland missed the zone.
100%. You can feel it coming.
Well, Leo DeVries loves to ambush, but he takes outside ball one. So here we go. DeVries against Garland. whom he homered off of twice and doubled off of in the first go-round this year back in April. Switch hitter batting left, no score. The pitch. And that's called a strike on the outside corner at the letters. I went back. I watched what pitches Garland threw to DeVries that got hammered. Adam, it was a lot of the knuckle curve. Here's the set. And now the pitch. Roberts takes off. It's called the ball outside. Throw down. Carota Grauer's tag. Oh, safe is the call. And Carota Grauer is upset with Evan Anderson. Looks back around to the second baseman, Yamauchi, as if to say, hey, back me up. Adam, what do you think?
Yeah, he's out. He's out by a mile. He tapped him on the head. He's out. There's no question there he got him. And JKG smiling for a reason. That's a bad call.
And a hitter's count now for DeVries. 2-1 from Garland. Off the outside corner, ball three. Well, heavy walks DeVries. That would equal what happened with Miguel Mendez in the top half, and that went well for Mendez. DeVries, two hits in each of the first two games. 3-1. It's a high fly out to right field. Back goes Butler. Back he goes. And Johnny can't make the catch. The ball is down around third base Roberts. He's racing for home. He scores without a throw. RBI double for DeVries. Off the Garland curveball. 1-0 Fort Wayne in the first inning.
Isn't that just baseball for you? It looks like you have the out at second base. Pedro Torres doesn't give it to you. And then a couple pitches later, it's 1-0 Fort Wayne.
Johnny Butler almost made what would have been a highlight reel catch. He's got that glove up against the wall, and then suddenly he's kissing the wall and can't hang on.
There's been a couple of balls from DeVries out to the wall where Lugnuts have looked like they've had him. It was Ryan Lasko last night, but they've deflected off and haven't been able to quite bring him in.
Brandon Butterworth shows bunt, swings back, and a called strike. I do think that Garland might have to shelve the curveball against DeVries in the future. Brandon Butterworth, number three hitter in the order, righty to righty. Line drive cut by Carota Grauer, back into second base, doubling off DeVries. Yamauchi was there waiting for him. Two outs, nobody on. The 18-year-old just a little slow in reacting. And we have seen this middle infield duo. Carota Grauer at short, Yamauchi at second. They have flashed all series. The cleanup hitter in the order is Braden Carpathios, and he takes slow for ball one. Left-handed batter, the pitch. Whacked in the air out to left field. Back goes Nankill with room. Makes the catch two steps in front of the track. That does it for the first inning. Fort Wayne scores one run on one hit and one walk. Nobody left. To the second inning from Parkview Field. Caps lead the Lugs 1-0.
My name is William Yank. I'm a 23-year-old, three-time leukemia survivor. One evening, my roommate was trying to talk to me, and I responded to him in a delirium of mess and confusion. And he said, we're going to the ER immediately. And came back with leukemia. They started me on chemos. They started me on a bunch of antibiotics, but the chemo wasn't exactly working. So my oncologist decided that he wanted to try me with CAR T cell therapy. And it worked. Leukemia Lymphoma Society was this unforeseen blessing for me because I wouldn't have been able to get CAR T cell therapy. We are about 9 months post-transplant and feeling very healthy, strong, and I live.
To give or get help, visit lls.org.
Aloha, this is Hunter Bro. Now let's get back to Lugnuts Baseball.
Leo DeVries, RBI double. Fort Wayne leads Lansing 1-0. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jackson. Lugnuts batters for the top of the second in Fort Wayne. How about Ryan Lasko, then Johnny Butler, and C.J. Rodriguez? That's 6-7-8 against the righty. Miguel Mendez misses inside, ball one. It's Ryan Lasko. Lasko yesterday, what did he say, to two hits and a hit by pitch. 1-0. Upstairs. Two balls and no strikes. This is what befell Mendez in the first inning when he walked the first two batters that he faced. But he stranded them. Leg kick in the pitch. Strike called at the knees on the inside corner. Fastball there, 95 miles an hour. We've seen that he is adding and subtracting from that fastball. Winds and offers. Lasko swings and misses the slider. Nasty. 2-2. It's a little bit like Adam Sorwinowski with the Dayton Dragons. Mendez offers. Slider waved at and missed. He strikes at Lasko. Just like Sorwinowski, there are command questions. Just like Sorwinowski, you've got a mid to upper 90s fastball. And just like Sorwinowski, you've got a slider that is exceptional when it's on. Only difference is Mendez is a right-hander, Sorwinowski a lefty. Johnny Butler takes ball one, and that was way outside. Nearly tore the mitt off Linares. 97 miles an hour and awkward. Let's see if this pitch is closer. Inside, 2-0. 98 miles an hour. This is, so far, the definition of effectively wild. He struck out three, he's walked two. 1-0 Fort Wayne. Righty to lefty, top of the second. Butler swings and fouls it into and then out of Linares' mitt. Two balls and a strike. I think about the way that Adam said, hey, when you're taking on Sorwinowski, you have to sit on that fastball and you've got to hit it when you get the chance. Because the slider's too tough. 2-1's coming. That's hit up into the sky, out to right field, and hit well. Carpathios is back. He nears the wall. Carpathios gets there and then drops it. That ball's down. Butler's around a second, and that applies the brakes. Two bases for Johnny Butler. Braden Carpathios yesterday was the center fielder, today in right, and he got there out near the wall. This is similar to the drive from DeVries that Butler couldn't look in. But for Carpathios, he reached it just as he reached the warning track, and he could not secure the reception.
Yeah, balls to the outfield and towards the wall. They're not getting caught, so you hit him out that way. Good chance to get extra bases, and Johnny Butler is aboard.
Give him a double. And here's a shot by C.J. Rodriguez. One hop back into Vries. Throws from short, on time to first. Butler had to hold up at second. Two outs. So it's up to Casey Yamauchi. Yamauchi had a three-hit game yesterday, including an RBI single. And he scored two runs out of his customary number nine spot in the order. Right-hander against right-hander. Mendez fires. Fastball for a called strike, inside corner. Yamauchi's hitting 273 this year, and he has knocked in 34 runs. One of the best on the team. A look back, then the pitch. Hit up in the sky, out in the center field. Routine for Roberts. Canna Cohen. Guy Roberts handles. Side retired. The double by Butler is stranded. Let's go to the bottom of the second inning. Fort Wayne is up 1-0.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Jake Christensen, and you're listening to Lugnuts Baseball. Let's get back to the broadcast.
Jake Garland allowed a run on an RBI double by Leo DeVries in the first inning. We go to the bottom of the second, 1-0 Tin Caps, with Fort Wayne's 5, 6, and 7 batters coming up against Garland. That's Ryan Jackson first, and then Verdugo, and then Costello. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jackson. First up, here's Ryan Jackson, the USC Trojan, hitting 279 through 12 games. Right-hander to right-hander. A ground ball yanked foul up the left side. Jackson has been consistent, if mundanely consistent. On the opener 2 days ago, 1-for-4, single. Yesterday, 1-for-5, single. He takes outside corner, strike call. Overall with Fort Wayne, of his 12 hits, he has 14 singles, 1 double, 1 home run. This is an 0-2, and he swings and bounces back to Garland. Underhand hit to first, and there's one away.
Nice and easy. That's how you like them.
Especially with the sun out. When we began this game, there was a cloud covering the sun, and not anymore. So it is in the eyes of the defenders. That way, take all the pressure off of Jared Dickey at first base.
I thought it was in the eyes of the beholder.
Well, Rosman Verdugo takes the ball down and in. That's beauty.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Sunlight, no, it's in the eyes of Jake Garland.
I'll get it all down one day.
Deals. And there's a called strike at the knees. Have you seen Amelie?
No.
Oh, Amelie. Great French love story. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. And one of the ways that our main character understands that the guy is right for her is she gives him a whole series of favorite folk sayings. And just to see, is he aware of how they each end? Here's the 1-2. Breaks down low. Look before you.
Run? Walk?
No. Good try. That pitch is inside. I guess you're not going to marry Audrey Tautou.
Dang it.
He who hesitates is...
bad.
Oh, no.
Weak.
Here's the pitch. Fouled back. No. Look before you leap. He who hesitates is lost.
Oh, you know what? I should have known the leap one. That's bad.
That's okay. The pitch from Garland. That's hammered out to left center field. And that ball's down for a base hit. Nate Mankill over to cut it off. Spin. Play it in towards second. That holds Verdugo to a single. One out base runner for Fort Wayne.
I just really don't know why Fort Wayne randomly took Verdugo and Roberts out of their lineup yesterday. It didn't really make much sense to me. Maybe they needed a day off, but Jess, we've only watched them for a few days here, but their offense looks completely different with these two in the lineup.
I mean, maybe have them be fresh for July 3rd. Jack Costello steps in. Little Nelly playing him up to home plate. First pitch. Bash to the left side, and that's a base hit, too. Again, it's Nankiller Fields. Gets it into the shortstop, Carter Grauer. Verdugo up to second on the Costello single. Don't look now, but Costello is at first.
Who?
Naturally. The number 8 hitter is Oswaldo Linares, and Jake Garland has the Tin Caps right where he wants them. Because Garland this year has coaxed 11 double play balls. Linares has grounded into 3 in just 25 games. 1-0 Fort Wayne, 2 on, 1 out. The pitch. Oh, ball 1. He was looking for that grounder there. Linares is hitting just 224 with a home run. catcher. Garland delivers. Ball two.
Let's go. I don't know what, who, 5-4-3 double play.
I'll take it. It'll be around the horn.
Naturally.
Fouled away, right side, strike one. And today's catching, tomorrow's pitching, right?
Naturally.
So I pick up the ball and throw it to naturally. 2-1, it's a hitter's pitch. And it's in there for a called strike two on the outside corner.
Feels like a big point in this game. Right? You already gave up the run in the first. Thought may have had that out at second. Wasn't the case, according to the man out there, Pedro Torres. And now Tin Caps are trying to come right back. And remember, they had early chances in yesterday's game, but Avent was able to work around him. Can Garland do that early on here tonight?
He offers. Bow the way to the right side. I talked to Corey earlier today about that. Four hits, four walks in four innings. Eight base runners. One run scored. Told me that he's not right there. He's trying to get back to where he wants to be. But he battled. Garland's pitch. A ground ball down toward third. Scooped by White. Get to second one. Turn to first. Double play. I don't know what, who. Send us to the third inning.
Naturally.
1-0 Fort Wayne from Parkview Field.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back. When your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain. And you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful, pain-reducing prescription medicines. But most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
This is Max Muncy with the A's, and now back to Lugnuts Baseball.
Hello there, and happy July 4th Eve from the Fort. Thursday, July 3rd, 2025. Nearly 90 degrees out here, and the crowd has filled in nicely. Right around 9,000 at this stadium holds, just above it. And some big crowds on July 3rd and July 4th. And Fort Wayne leads 1-0, back to the top of the card for a second time tonight. JKG steps in, the pitch, and he turns and takes it on the inner third. Strike one. 92 miles an hour from Miguel Mendez, the 23-year-old in the baby blue uni. And the baby blue cap in the Red Sox. Throws. Comes inside. That clips Corona Grauer. Got him off the equipment on one of the hands or arms. So he's going to take his base. You could hear a little deflection, and he turned right to home plate umpire. Evan Anderson said, hey, that got me. And Evan said, yep, I heard it. Get down there.
Miguel Mendez is his own worst enemy. He's creating all of these jams himself with his lack of command.
Is that Green Day? No, this is Ed Sheeran. Here's Jared Dickey. Pitch home. Whack back foul. You are right, though, Jesse. I mean, he walked two in that first inning. And then he started to lock in. He got three straight outs, a couple of strikeouts, and a flyout. Otherwise, Lansing would be on the board.
Rally is music to our ears, but music is music to your ears.
Righty lefty, the pitch home. That's taken wide, ball one. Well, the man that took a four-pitch walk, Jared Dickey, arguably the guy that you want swinging the bat, if possible, because of late, he has been locked in 8 extra base hits in his last 13 games. The pitch, swing and a miss. Good looking changeup right down the middle, and Dickey offered out in front of it, 1-2.
I honestly think that this pitcher, above all others, you have to be ready to foul pitches away, because the more pitches you make him throw, the more he's going to help you.
Throws home. That's outside. Well, that's good right there to get it back to 2-2. You're looking at pitch number 40 coming up here from Miguel Mendez. How about Jared Dickey, though? 4 doubles, 3 home runs, and a triple in this 13-game stretch. Pitch home. On the ground, 1 bounce to first. Grabbed by Costello. Turns, spins it to second. Caught by Breeze. Back to first. It's a double play. So 3-6-3. Double play. I'm sorry. Make that 3-6-1 double play. Nice cover right there by Mendez.
That looked like infield practice. And the way that Mendez was reaching out for the DeVries throw looked like a first baseman.
Really impressive. He did look like a first baseman. So athletic. Nate Nankill now steps in. 2 outs, 1-0 Tin Caps. The pitch, that's up high, inside. Ball one. Well, Nate has been red hot. He struck out, foul tipped a pitch into the mitt of Linares in his first at bat. Pitch, swing and a miss. And ball one strike. 25 hits in his last 15 games. And in his last 30 games, Nankill 41 hits, 7 doubles, 2 homers, 10 walks. The pitch, this is popped up, first base side, heading towards the seats. And that one is out of play. 1-2. Look back, Jesse, in this 30-game stretch where he's had 41 hits, he has not struck, or he has not gone more than 2 games without getting a base hit. There's only 4 games in these last 30 where he hasn't had a hit, and none of them have been back-to-back. Pitch, chase the slider away, and that is strike 3. So he's 0-2, couple of strikeouts. Lansing gets the HBP to JKG, but erased on the 3-6-1 double play, and then a fourth Mendez strikeout. Let's head to the bottom of the third, 1-0 Fort Wayne.
Ms. Fernandez, what are those tiny things?
Those are what we call amoebas. You can only see them through a microscope.
Wow.
Today's students are tomorrow's great thinkers and innovators. But right now, there's a funding crisis in public schools. Millions of kids go to schools that don't have funding for books, computers, and so much more just because of where they live. You can help change that. Donors Choose is a nonprofit that lets you support students and teachers in your community and beyond. You choose which supplies to support. You could provide first graders with pencils and paper, or other students with their first chapter books, help a music class get a guitar.
You could even supply a classroom like mine with a science project. But what you're really giving is the moment that sparks a brighter tomorrow.
To learn more, please visit donorschoose.org. That's donorschoose.org. Choose students. Shape the future.
This is Tyler Soderstrom with the Athletics. Now back to the ballpark.
Lugnuts could use a little sonar pop right now. They trail 1-0 on July 3rd, 2025. Thanks for spending your Thursday evening with us, and hopefully you are enjoying your holiday. Well, pre-holiday festivities, and then the holiday tomorrow, but hopefully some sun, some beverages, some family and friend time, maybe a barbecue, some water, some baseball. Pitch. This is a high hopping ball, weakly hit towards shortstop, charged by Grota Grauer, has it, throws high to first base. It's over the head of Jared Dickey, but it caroms right back to him. Safe at first is Jacob Campbell. And so that one of the plays we saw from JKG early in the season where the ball sails on him, that was tough because it hit the edge of the infield grass and then it didn't bounce. So he had to adjust. It got to him quicker. And then he had to hurry his throw because Campbell was scurrying down the line. So leadoff man is on again for Fort Wayne. Had base runners aplenty. Pitch, slide down to left field, base hit. Boy, they're teeing up against Jake Garland. And Kai Roberts just can't be stopped. He has not gotten out in this series. He's 3-for-3 with 2 singles, a double, and 4 walks, and he's scored 3 runs.
He's the right kind of aggressive, too. When you hear about a guy who draws that many walks, and then he's up there first pitch swinging because he liked the looks of that first pitch from Garland.
You're going to like your pitch. I guarantee it. By the way, they go single for Campbell. Both guys attacking the first pitch. Offering off speed that time to Leo DeVries. It is in there for a strike.
That's interesting. Would you have gone single for Campbell?
Probably not. 0-1. That's popped up in the infield. Tommy White comes down. Third baseline in fair territory. Infield fly is signaled. He makes the catch halfway down the line. And there's your first out.
It's so interesting to me that Leo DeVries, when the Lugnuts have handled him in this series and back in April, it's by going right after him. That is a fastball at 90 miles an hour. And DeVries just went right under it.
That's what you got to do, right? We talked about that before the game. Just go right after him. I know, easier said than done because he's a dangerous hitter, but that's all you can do. Here's Brandon Butterworth. The pitch. It's a bouncing ball foul, third base side.
These guys are swinging out of their shoes.
Yes, they are. That is 3 of the first 4 that have swung at the first pitch. And Leo DeVries put the second pitch in play. So, you know, they understand we got a game tomorrow in Lansing. Pitch. That's twisted back, up off the netting. And everybody's affected. The players, the coaches, the yawning broadcaster to my right.
That's right.
Everybody affected by... Hey, usually it's 6 games in 6 days in one city, but this week it's 3 games in one city and then 3 games in the other city in one week. You know, like old school normal baseball, time called here. It's nice. It was kind of cool to be able to check out of the hotel today, though, and nothing against the Hampton Inn Suites, but it's nice to not stay in a hotel for 6 straight days, you know? Pitch home. Breaking ball, shoulder turn. It's just a little bit tight to Butterworth, 1-2.
I don't know. I was talking with the folks next door to us in the next booth over, and Maddie was saying, hey, I should have brought this in for you guys later on the series, except you're leaving.
Oh, well, bummer. We're going to get more gifts. The pitch, swinging a foul tip that's held on to by C.J. Rodriguez. Butterworth is claiming that it hit the dirt. He's looking right at Evan Anderson, saying that went and hit the dirt. He's not getting any argument from Lucas Ray, his manager, who stays put at third. Let's see. No. Didn't hit the dirt. That's a strikeout, the first tonight for Jake Garland.
Yeah, that's the right call from Evan Anderson. Yes, she works at the ice cream company.
Oh, I figured that out.
So she had all sorts of different things that they were talking about, the flavors that she should bring in next.
The pitch. That's inside. Ball one. Do they have... You think she's got those strawberry shortcake things? Those things are amazing.
Maybe.
She brought drumsticks in tonight. You come to Fort Wayne, you just eat dessert. It's just a given. The pitch. That's a fastball that is on the outside corner. Strike one to Braden Carpathios. 1-0, Fort Wayne leads. Runners at first and second. 2 outs in this third inning.
Dessert end. Items that incorporate apples as an ingredient.
No doubt about it. Rodriguez hustles his way out there to talk with Jake Garland. They have the famed apple cart here. So, Jesse, you told me I had to do this. Now, we were trying to be good today because we've been brought ice cream the last 2 days, which we love. Thank you, David Lorenz. But we've had root beer floats up here the last couple of days. We've had mint chocolate chip ice cream. So, I was like, hey, let's take it a little easy. He said, no, you got to try the apples in a pancake. What? A pitch? Swing at a foul tip. That's held on to for strike 2. And it's literally what it is. It's a fried apple wrapped into like a tortilla shaped. You roll the pancake like a tortilla and eat it.
It's a crepe.
1-2. Swing at a foul tip. Rodriguez holds on to that. Nothing to crepe about right there. It's back-to-back strikeouts for Jake Garland. That is sweet. And you know what? So was the apple and the pancake. Try it It was incredible. They got great eats down here in Fort Wayne. We're going to come back, hit the treadmill when we return to Lansing tomorrow. 1-0 Fort Wayne leads as we head to the fourth.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Jacob Wilson with The Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. Go Nuts.
All right, a third of the way down here in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Thanks for joining us tonight. A beautiful evening for baseball, 86 degrees. There's a slight gust, but it's pretty hot out there. The sun is back behind and into the infield now. Here comes Tommy White, righty ready to pitch home. That shoots in there, strike one. So basically, here's the case. If you're a fan at this game right now, if you are behind home plate, you're good. If you're down the third baseline, you're good. The pitch, swing and a miss, slider, 0-2. But if you're up that first baseline, you are getting that sun right in your eyes. Such is how it works. It'll be the same thing tomorrow in Lansing with the sun setting to the west of Jackson Field. 0-2 pitch. Tommy swings and misses at the slider. It does go in the dirt, but quickly, Linares stands up, tags him out. And it is all Miguel Mendez right now. 5 strikeouts. And there's your first out in this fourth inning. He struck out Nankill twice. Tommy White, Rodney Green Jr., and Ryan Lasko. Here is Rodney Green Jr. Tin caps up 1-0 thanks to the run in the first inning. Pitch to the lefty. Fastball outside, ball one. Campbell, Roberts, Carpathios in the outfield. And a big spot out in right center that is available for Rodney. The pitch, that is roped foul first base side. Look out, down to your toes right there. That's Cooper Goldby, the first base coach, that gets out of the way and then goes to retrieve the baseball. Tosses it over to the Tin Caps pen. Jackson, DeVries, Butterworth, and Costello across the infield left to right. Linares behind the plate. The pitch. Checked it. Did he go? Yes, he did. One ball, 2 strikes as he chased it. Looked like that one might have been the slider away or the changeup. That slider moves all over the place. Tough to pick up. Miguel Mendez on the hill to complete the 9 out there for the Tin Caps in light blue. The pitch. Ooh. Just below the knees. 2 balls, 2 strikes, went off speed again. Good eye from Rodney Green Jr. And it's got 7 home runs this year for the Nuts. The pitch, swing and a miss. He chased the fastball right at the top of the zone. 6 strikeouts, and they cannot touch Miguel Mendez, the international free agent signed from the DR in 2021. His first year in Fort Wayne, and he has been electric. ERA sits just over 2. Here's Ryan Lasko. He struck out in his first at-bat. The pitch. Fastball, outer edge, strike 1. 1-0 Tin Caps lead. Base is clear, top 4. Mendez steps back, sidesteps, 4. And that's fouled back, strike 2. So the ERA is just over 2. making 48 strikeouts, 20 walks, only three homers allowed. And especially on Thursdays, he's been a little bit better. ERA 1.76 on Thursdays. The pitch, that's on the ground, over towards third. Sharp kick by Jackson to his left. Sets, throws to first, chest high. Pretty right there from Ryan Jackson across the diamond. To who? Jack Costello for the third and final out. Let's head to the bottom of the first. Trivia time when we return. 1-0, Tin Caps lead.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
As Denzel Clark, we're getting back to Lugnuts Baseball. Go Nuts.
A sun-soaked Thursday, July 3rd, 2025, from Parkview Field, Indiana, in Fort Wayne. Thanks so much for joining us tonight. So far, Lansing trailing one zip. They have just one hit, and they have struck out six times. They have walked a couple of times. Johnny Butler double is the only thing keeping them from being no hit. Jake Garland has limited Fort Wayne's team to just one run, and the first pitch shoots in there off the plate. Ball one, although he's had traffic on the bases in each half inning, at least two in each half inning. The pitch misses up high. Two balls, no strikes. And here we potentially go again. Is it's got to come back now on Ryan Jackson, the righty. The pitch on the ground over towards JKG at short. Has it, lofts it to first, caught by Dickey in the sun, and he does come back. It's that first out. One away. So now here comes Rosemond Verdugo. He singled in his first at-bat. Guy that has great pop, six home runs. And he also draws a ton of walks. 33 to be exact in his last 28 games. First pitch up high and inside. Ball one. Garland with those Black Sox pulled up. Turns, kicks, throws. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. Oh, worked right there with the curve. Strike one.
That's the pitch that he's not supposed to be swinging at.
Well, he did. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He swung at the last two. That right there at the top of the zone off speed. And now he's going to call time.
We were told that he was under an edict that until the cat gets to two strikes, he cannot swing at any pitch that is not right down the middle.
He's broken the contract. The pitch. It's up high. Two balls, two strikes. We're supposed to sign on the dotted line. Pitch home. That's down low. Or in tomorrow's case, the Declaration of Independence, the scribe.
Put your John Hancock on it.
3-2 pitch. Just a little bit outside, and wouldn't you know it, Rosemond Verdugo, he walks again.
Well, he expended on those two strikes to Garland. And then Garland kept on getting him to try to chase. Try a high, try a low, try away. And Rosemond Verdugo said, no, I'm done.
And because of that, now a base runner with one out, and here comes Jack Costello. 1-0 Fort Wayne. We're in the bottom of the fourth, which means we've got to get you some trivia here at Parkview Field. Ready, ready matchup in the sun. Garland set, throws to the shade. And standing in the shade, Costello takes a fastball in, strike one. Well, Kevin Pillar, the former Midwest League Player of the Year back in 2012 and former Lugnut, announced officially he is retiring yesterday. The 0-1 pitch. This is roped out to left field. That's in for a base hit as it hops its way to Nate Nankill. He fields and fires to third. Costello is on, and here it is again, a fourth consecutive inning where Fort Wayne has two base runners on at the same time. However, Garland in the prior two has been able to get out with no runs given up, trying to keep this a 1-0 game. So here comes Osvaldo Linares. So back in that 2012 season, Kevin Pillar had himself a great game. 6-for-6 at Dayton. His pitch is flied up in the air down the right field side, and that is out of play. So he went 6-for-6 in Dayton with a grand slam, knocked in six back in May of 2012, and something was in his locker when he got back to it after the game. 0-1 pitch. Swing, and that's kicked back off the netting. Strike two. So in honor of KP announcing his retirement, what did he find in his locker after that 6-for-6 game against Dayton where he got a grand slam and knocked in six? That is your trivia question tonight. Jay Goldstress at LansingLugNuts.com. And no, there's the classic skunk game with the Dragons. He did not find a skunk in his locker. Relax. The pitch popped up out to shallow right field. Butler looking for it. He's got it in the sun. Steps forward, makes the catch, and whips it in. JKG has it between second and third. Runners hold. Two outs.
Now back from Fort Wayne, let's give it a second. Jacob Campbell.
What a career, though, for Superman. Well-traveled. On 10 different teams in 13 years. He's all over the place. But spent most of his time with the Blue Jays. And so Lansing saw him come up with the Blue Jays in 2012. Pitch. It's down low. He was a late round draft pick, and he was one of those cool stories that, hey, you're not a top prospect coming into the organization, but you keep fighting and you make your way up there. And he spent a lot of time at the major league level before he was just DFA'd by the Rangers recently. Pitch. That's popped out to right center field. Lasko over to his left, right in front of Johnny Butler. Reaches up, makes the catch, and that'll do it. Jacob Campbell is done, and so are the Fort Wayne Tin Caps in the fourth. A third consecutive inning that Jake Garland allows two on and doesn't give any up. Let's head to the fifth. 1-0 Fort Wayne. Jesse Goldberg Strassler, our Superman, has the call when we return.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Love Lost is a free, easy-to-use database utilizing photo matching technology to search participating shelter partners and social platforms to bring pets home. Simply upload a photo to report a lost or found pet to the largest free lost and found database, or pre-register your pet today so you're ready if the unthinkable happens. With over 100,000 reunions and counting, Love Lost unites communities through technology to make a difference. Let's unite to reunite, because every pet deserves a lifetime of love. Visit lovelost.org and register today.
Aloha, it's Blaze Pontes. Let's get you back to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball.
The Fort Wayne right-hander Miguel Mendez goes to work against the Lansing bottom third, Butler, Rodriguez, and Yamauchi. Lansing trails Fort Wayne 1-0. First inning RBI double by Leo DeVries. And that's it right now. Let's see if the Lugnuts can mount a charge against Mendez. Righted to lefty, Johnny Butler swings, fouls back the first pitch, right off our right, and then bouncing down to the crowd. Heads up. Strike one. The deal. Fouled off to our left side. Off the hand of a fan who reached up trying to protect everybody. And right off of his left bare hand down to the folks right behind him. All right. No balls, two strikes. Wind up. The pitch. That's bounced foul up the right side. And everybody where we are here, with all of the seats that are directly in front of the broadcast booths, can take a deep breath.
Woo!
And Butler doubled his first time. Two strike pitch. Miguel Mendez steps back. Leg kick. Here it is. Lifted foul up the left side. And who wants a souvenir down the concourse? That's off toward the climbing wall, the rock wall. Adam, today, July 3rd, important in American history. I'll tell you why. But first, Mendez again, the 0-2. Fouled off into the screen. No souvenir here. So July 4th, we're going to talk about the history tomorrow, 1776. July 3rd, though, I want to bring you back to 1863. Do you know where I'm going with this? Butler takes a ball up and in. July 3rd in American history is the Battle of Gettysburg. July 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. The deadliest battle in the Civil War. The 1-2. Line drive, left field, base hit, Butler. Jacob Campbell picks it up. Gets it into short. That'll lead off single for Johnny, who is 2-for-2 today with the Lugnuts only base hits of the ball game.
Yeah, glad Johnny Barrels brought his bat.
He sure did. C.J. Rodriguez steps in. Lansing down 1-0, top of the fifth. Butler has not tried a stolen base so far this year. Righty to righty, number 8 hitter. Mendez delivers. Starts things off with the ball a little off the outside corner at the knees. The Battle of Gettysburg. Such a bloody battle. The bloodiest of the Civil War and also any battle in American military history. Over 50,000 casualties. Swing and a miss by Rodriguez. Tried to hold back. Couldn't stop himself. One ball, one strike. But it was what stopped Robert E. Lee's march up north. Got things turned around in the Civil War. A turning point in the war. 1863. It was July the 3rd that the battle ceased. Here's the pitch. A chopper pulled foul up the left side. So how about July in the annals of American history? Big things happen in the summertime.
You ain't kidding. I mean, tomorrow we got Joey Chestnut back in the hot dog eating contest.
Well, I wanted to talk about that too. I'm glad that you brought that up. The pitch. Rodriguez hits a high fly. That's a medium depth left center field. Left fielder Campbell now comes in. Makes the catch. Butler back to first. One out. Because the Lansing Lugnuts announced today that Joey Chestnut is coming back to Lansing on July 19th. Joey Chestnut tomorrow, well, he'll be busy. Coney Island, right?
Yes, sir. Great to have him back.
Nathan's hot dog eating competition. Casey Amuchi grounds up the third base side. Back in Jackson. Long throw across on time. Butler moves up to second. Two outs in the fifth inning. Tap of the order time. Joshua Carota-Grower. So Joey Chestnut tomorrow will try to win again the championship. And then we'll see him in Lansing, Michigan, July 19th. And you can get $75 VIP tickets. That includes a game ticket, belly buster band, a guaranteed Joey Chestnut, Lansing Olive Burgers bobblehead, and there's also a VIP meet and greet with Joey himself. And let me tell you, just a wonderful guy.
Great dude.
Here's the pitch from Mendez. Missed inside. Ball one.
Now, is he doing an eating contest? Is he doing the Olive Burgers, or is he just hanging out?
Good question, because the last time that he came to Lansing, he ate 13 Olive Burgers in 5 minutes.
Oh, I remember that.
Set the record. Mendez deals. There's a called strike to Carota-Grower. 96 right down the middle. Mendez hasn't retired him yet, but Carota-Grower has not hit safely yet. A walk and HBP for the leadoff hitter in the order. Tying runners at second, two outs in the fifth. The pitch. Up and away, ball two. Go to MILB.com/Lansing to get your VIP tickets or LansingLugNuts.com. Joey Chestnut, Jackson Field, July 19th. Cheer him on tomorrow. Hitter's count on 2-1. Swing and a miss. Slider dabbed it in.
So is that that's a TBA on if he's doing any food with us?
I do not know.
Okay, well, we'll find out.
That's a Jesse has questions. Let's follow up when we get back to Lansing tomorrow.
Yeah, man, all good.
2-2. Swing and a miss. Slider away. Strikes at Kuroda Grauer. Butler is dreaded after his second hit of the game. Lansing stays scoreless. Halfway to the house. Going to the bottom of the fifth. Fort Wayne is up 1-0.
Many of our U.S. veterans and service members face challenges. Mental health struggles, housing obstacles, employment, food insecurity, and social isolation, to name just a few. I'm Bob Woodruff. My family and I started the Bob Woodruff Foundation in 2006 after I sustained a life-threatening injury while reporting from Iraq. Our service members had my back that day, and we need to have theirs now more than ever. At the Bob Woodruff Foundation, we raise awareness about the tough challenges veterans and military families face and invest in solutions to help support them in the next chapter of their lives. And with one solution comes the next. We solve a housing situation, we increase employment opportunities. We solve employment problems, we address food insecurity. We solve food insecurity, we impact physical and mental health issues. Learn more about our work at bobwoodrufffoundation.org/success.
Hi, this is Davis Diaz. Let's get back to the game. Let's go Nuts.
Jake Garland has had tin caps all over the bases against him, but he's only allowed one first inning run. And that came two batters into the ballgame. Kai Roberts walked and then stole second. Lansing thought that he should have been called out. Throw beat him down. Joshua Kuroda Grauer applied the tag, and the bases umpire Pedro Torres said safe. Leo DeVries immediately followed with an RBI double. And here we are. Bottom of the fifth, 1-0 tin caps. We'll see Roberts, DeVries, and Butterworth against the big right-hander Garland. For Jake Garland so far, 63 pitches, 41 strikes. He has struck out two. He's allowed five hits, actually six hits. He's walked two. And he deals to Kai Roberts, batting left. Outside, ball one. Roberts has reached base all seven plate appearances of the series. A walk, a steal, a single, a run scored today. The deal. And that is in there. Called the strike with a slow curve. 74 miles an hour. Who's got a slower curve, Garland or Grant Judkins? The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Followed back up at 87. Roberts was late. And Jake Garland at 6'5", 260 pounds. He has an idea. Kick in the toss. Buried it. Change up for ball two. I have a question for you, Adam. I want you to look at these Fort Wayne jerseys that they're wearing today. They've got the red stripes down each sleeve. The pitch. Whacked in the air, out to left field, and hit well. Nate Nankill's back. He's at the wall. He runs it down. One away.
Hey!
Kai Roberts is out.
Holy goodness, they got him.
Took an effort. Running grab on the warning check by Nate Nankill with that ball slicing away from him. And now here's Leo DeVries. RBI double and infield fly rule pop. Swings and misses the first pitch. The curveball, strike one, went down to a knee.
All right, Jesse, I got the binocs out. I'm
okay.
Peeking.
What color would you say these uniforms are in addition to red?
I went with baby blue.
Okay, I can live with that, baby blue.
You got something else for me?
Yes, here's the case I'm going to make. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. These are the colors of the city of Chicago. Baby blue and red, or Lansing, Michigan, I've seen Lansing Common wear baby blue and red. The colors of the United States of America, that blue is not this shade. Garland's pitch. Hit up into the sky, out to left. Nate Nankill's coming in. Down the line. He waits, makes the catch. Two outs. Do you know what I mean? When you look at the American flag, the stars and stripes, it is a deep blue shade.
No doubt about it. I like them, though. They're a little different. They're a lighter blue, and then they've got the flag on the back.
It's Chicago. These are the colors of the city of Chicago.
Yeah.
Brendan Butterworth swings and hammers this out to left. Does Nankill have a play? He doesn't. It's off the wall. Butterworth loses his helmet, rushes for second, and he pulls in with a double. He just missed hitting a home run.
Hey, no harm done. If you get out of the jam again and you're still only down one, it's crazy this game's only one zip.
Garland against Brayden Carpathios. He's retired twice with a fly to left with a strikeout swinging. Shadow stretching out toward the pitcher's mound. Two outs. 1-0 Caps, home fifth. Righty to lefty. At the letters for a called strike. That was all I had. I'm someone who's very particular about colors. Like Michigan State, I believe that there should be a shade of green that they adhere to. 0-1. Might foul off the netting on the left side. But Michigan State should not get every single shade of green that it wants.
Yeah, that's fair. Also, thanks for bringing him up. Jay Bat, the Batman, I like that guy. I think he's going to do well there. Have you listened to any of his interviews?
You know what? I haven't.
New AD there? I like him a lot.
Oh, good. This ball goes all the way to the backstop. A throw down to third base, and just barely hauled in by White, reaching out to his left, saving an error from C.J. Rodriguez. Wild pitch moving Brendan Butterworth up 90 feet.
Well, that almost was disaster right there. You understand it. It was a courtesy carom right there for Rodriguez, but then that thing almost skidded away from Tommy White, and if that's how Fort Wayne would have got their second run, that would have been a bummer.
We got to get that out here to a Midwest League game. Garland misses high. 2-2 on Brayden Carpathios.
MSU Batman. That's his Twitter handle.
Yes.
Pretty cool.
Love it. Runner third, two gone, 2-2. Took it low, blocked well by Rodriguez. Now, Brayden Carpathios walks a lot. Go back to yesterday's game. Walked 3 times, finished 0-for-2. He's walked 48 times this year. And he's earned this 3-2. Outside, ball 4. He has walked for a 49th time. At Fort Wayne, his runners at the corners. Here's Ryan Jackson.
It's a battle. Carpathios, Verdugo, both tied at 49 to lead the team with 40 with the walks. So you knew Verdugo got one. Carpathios going to have to get one, too.
But Jake Garland is saying it's just as long as I can get Jackson. 1-0 Fort Wayne. First pitch. Jackson takes. Outside, ball 1. Heck, he really could walk Jackson. And then turn around and get Rosemond Verdugo on deck. But Verdugo is singled and walked, while Jackson is grounded out to the pitcher and grounded out to shortstop. Two-tone bat in Jackson's hands. The pitch. Curveball over his head. 2-0.
Well, the theme has been two runners get on and then he gets out of the jam. So that would be going against the norm if he allows Jackson to reach.
We've hit the quota. So time to go to the sixth inning, right?
Sign, seal, and deliver it.
Pitch on its way. Strike called, outside corner. Slider from Jake. Second baseman Jan Uchi to his right, up the middle. First baseman Dickey holds on. Carpathios at first. The pitch. Fouled back. Strike 2. Back to the slider. The wind is blowing left to right across the field. And the outfield, the left fielder Nankill's in the shade and deep. Center field, Lasko maybe a couple of steps toward right center. He's in the sun, just in front of the shadow. Johnny Butler is the sun, glaring down on him and right, straight away. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 runners on. The pitch. Carpathios runs, and it's grounded through the right side. A base hit trickling into right field. Butterworth scores. Carpathios takes third. RBI single for Ryan Jackson. And it's 2-0 Fort Wayne. Little hit-and-run action with Yamauchi nowhere to be found on that right side because he was going to cover at second base.
It is the easiest 4-3 out you could think of if Yama isn't heading over to cover second base. But you said it exactly. Runner goes, pulls him over there, and that's a tough one. Not sure I like him going over there with two outs and two strikes.
And now a ball low to Rosman Verdugo as Fort Wayne can seek to get comfortable while Lansing warms up an arm in the pen up the left side. First and third, two outs. The pitch. Verdugo takes ball two down and away. And that curveball has just not been on consistently. Single and a walk so far for Verdugo, the DH. He has a lot of power. On the catcher, Rodriguez wants a word with Garland. Pitching coach Dave Burba is on his way out there too. Tomorrow, gates open up at 4:45 p.m. 4th of July in Lansing, Michigan. The crowd is going to be packed. There are very few tickets to be had, but there are still tickets available. Go to LansingLugNuts.com, get your tickets. It's going to be a full party on the 4th in Lansing with the Lafayette Fireworks Spectacular on Independence Day. And then come back and see us on Saturday, because the 5th of July, we've got a Fiesta Locos. We've got a Sugar Skull Catcher bobblehead. And there's a rare bobblehead amidst all the ones. I believe that we've got 50 of the 1,000 that have a golden glove, Adam.
Well, how about that?
Yeah. We've got a ton in store for you on Saturday. Plus more Lafayette fireworks on Saturday. Sunday, Joe Torre safe at home with a baseball card giveaway. Ready for play? The pitch. Verdugo takes ball three, low and away. Another wide one. The bases would be loaded for Jack Costello. He's two for two with two singles. 2-0 Fort Wayne. First and third. The pitch. There's a called strike. And Scarlett is not giving up on this at bat yet. A run in the first. A run here in the fifth for the Caps. The pitch to Verdugo. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Got him chasing a slider that was going to be ball four. Verdugo out of Mexico, 20 years of age, asks for time.
Well, not many times I'd say you'd see this man who is one of their walk leaders chase one for ball four right there.
Sure did, though. The pitch, hit in the air, shallow left field. Nate Nankill rushes forward. He's there. He makes the catch. He ends the fifth. Two hits, one walk, one run. Two more left on by the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. They've stranded exactly two runners on base each of the last three innings. To the sixth, the Tin Caps go up 2-0.
Hey guys, Jason McCourty here. As a 13-year NFL veteran and Super Bowl champion, people always ask me, what's it like getting ready for the big game? Let me tell you, it's all about preparation, knowing what you're up against, especially when food allergy is part of the game plan. When you're on the field, you're playing for your fans. At home, you're playing for your family. My playbook, read labels, keep it allergy friendly, and have an epinephrine nasal spray as a backup plan. Visit foodallergy.org to learn more.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country this spring. More than just a walk, Moving Day is a fun experience that unites the community in the fight against Parkinson's disease. Parkinson's doesn't stop, and neither will we. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register for an event in your area at movingdaywalk.org. That's movingdaywalk.org.
This is Josh Cordegrau with your Lansing Lugnuts. Time to get back to the game.
He leads off the sixth. Lansing is down 2-0 now to Fort Wayne. One run in the first, one run in the fifth for the Tin Caps. Dickey, Nankill, and White, 2-3-4 in the order. And Miguel Mendez, the 23-year-old right-hander, continues. 72 pitches so far. He fires. Up and away, ball one. Mendez is struck at seven. He has walked two. He's hit a batter. He's allowed two hits, both to Johnny Butler. Dickey, a walk and a double play ball. He takes upstairs, 2-0. So how did the Lugnuts break through against Mendez? Tying run is in the on-deck circle. The pitch. At the letters for a called strike. Jared Dickey, originally drafted by the Kansas City Royals, traded to the A's. Pitch on its way. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Off speed and beautiful. Dickey was drafted in the 11th round 2 years ago. 319th pick in the draft. Signed for $572,500. We are seeing his bat come alive here. The pitch. Down and in. He's worked the count full. And if we continue to see the kind of power that Dickey is showcasing here this summer, all the while that we've seen the plate discipline. 44 walks this year. 45 with the walk in the first. Payoff pitch. I chased it down and away. And that's strike three. 8 strikeouts for Mendez. Here comes Nate Nankill. 2-0 Fort Wayne, leading in the 6th inning.
Boy, they needed that. Need a base runner right now. Need to try and turn the trajectory of this game and just see if you can cause some pain for Mendez right now. He's rolling.
He's causing the pain. Nate Nankill takes inside, ball one. Speaking of strikeouts, Adam, did you see that Clayton Kershaw reached 3,000?
I did see that.
Do you know that the Lugnuts have a connection? The pitch. Up and in, and did that hit Nate? It did. So there's more pain on the second batter hit by Mendez. Tommy White is coming up as the potential game-tying run. Nankill is hit by a pitch for the 7th time, and it's the second state in a straight day that he's been hit by a pitch. Slow walk down to first base.
Yeah, I found out because you had mentioned there was a Lancey connection with the 3,000th strikeout.
Last night, Dodgers playing at home, Dodgers White Sox. Of all people, Vinny Capra, the 20th rounder of the Blue Jays, out of Richmond.
Rich what?
Richmond. Tommy White swings and grounds it. Foul, sizzling left side. Adam, Vinny Capra gets drafted by the Blue Jays. And believe me when I tell you, he joins us. He gets drafted, and the very same year that he gets drafted, he gets sent to Lansing. And I'm thinking, well, why is Vinny Capra with us already? He's 20th rounder. Great numbers at Richmond. White swings, bounces, foul, left side, strike two. But he was fine. I expected the very next year he would return to Lansing, get some more seasoning. The very next year he went to Double A. Vinny Capra has been a Major League mainstay.
Steal.
Oh, yes. Opened up this year with the Brewers. He's now with the White Sox. He's getting regular playing time. He's a trivia answer. 0-2 pitch from Mendez to Tommy White. One on, one out, down 2-0. Long hold. Pitch on its way. Ground ball hit toward short, intercepted by third baseman Jackson. Flips to second, one, turn to first, safe the call. Costello came off the bag, up the line to receive. On the Butterworth pivot, simply a fielder's choice, Nankill is erased. Two outs for Rodney Green Jr. Let me ask you, let's say that you are a trivia answer. How do you think Vinny Capra's feeling? It's, in a sense, you don't want to get struck out. You're famous for perhaps a wrong reason, but you're a part of baseball history. The initial offering. Rodney Green Jr. takes a called strike.
I think, like most competitors, you would not like to be the other end of that.
20 years, 30 years, 40 years down the road. Hey, Grandpa. You were Clayton Kershaw's 3,000. The pitch. Swing and a foul tip. Strike two. Green has already struck out twice, trying to turn around his fortunes. The fortunes of the Nuts. Lansing is down 2-0 in the 6th. 2 outs, White at first.
Stinks because no one will remember 2,999 or 3,001.
No, they won't. And 0-2 for Green. Yanked it inside at 98 miles an hour. The set, the pitch. Yes. 0 and in again. 2 balls and 2 strikes. This is what I see that I find promising about Rodney. Consistently throughout this year, he can go down 0-2, and he can take pitches and work his way back in the count. Can he finish it, though? It's a break even. And he takes ball 3, blocked by Linares.
Well, usually of late here, if he does get 0-2 and comes back, he's been walking on these at-bats.
He's taking on a pitcher who's already walked 2 and hit 2. And let's say he does draw a walk, Ryan Lasko would come up 2-on-2 out. Green's the tying run at home plate waiting. White runs on this 3-2. Strike 3 called. Fastball that was right there. 9 strikeouts for Miguel Mendez in 6 scoreless innings. A hit batter, a runner left, and we go to the home 6th inning. Fort Wayne is up on top 2-0.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back. When your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful, pain-reducing prescription medicines. But most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
This is Lawrence Butler. Back to Lugnuts Baseball. Go Nuts.
Jake Arland's night is done. The Lansing right-hander finishes up 5 innings of 2-run ball. 8 hits allowed, 3 walks. He strikes at 2. Also tosses a wild pitch. He's in line to lose this game. Unless his offense does something about it. But first, it's up to Henry Gomez to try to keep this a 2-0 deficit. Gomez against 7-8-9. Costello, Linares, and Campbell. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler here with Adam Jackson. Righty-righty. Gomez to Jack Costello. He takes a called strike across the outside corner. On the good breaking ball from Gomez. Henry Gomez is out of Venezuela, out of Zulia. Kicks, offers, up high. Costello lined a single to left field in the second inning. Lined a single to left field in the fourth inning. And here in the sixth, asks for time. The bearded, bespectacled Henry Gonzalez chewing his gum. That jaw is working overtime. The 1-1 pitch. Bouncer foul up the left side. Strike 2. This for Henry is appearance number 22. ERA shy of 6. 22 and two-thirds innings. 14 walks. 15 strikeouts. On a 1-2 pitcher's pitch. Costello takes outside. We've seen Gomez get that fastball up into the mid-90s. And then with that fastball, he also loves to throw his curve or his slider or his changeup. 2-2 offering. Fastball running in on the hands and spoiled foul up the left side. Fastball was running right at Costello at 95. And Costello swung in self-defense. Yeah. Try it again then. 2-2 from Gomez. Outside. Count is full. We are in downtown Fort Wayne proper. Parkview Field. Opened up in 2009. The payoff pitch. 50 twisting foul up the right side. And off to the Picnic Pavilion. There are hotels directly downtown that rise up out beyond the center field wall. And beyond the hotels, it's the Indiana-Michigan Power Tower. Gomez throws. Line drive down the right field line. Fair ball, base hit going into the corner. Costello hits for second. Butler picks it up. Relays it forward. And that is a leadoff double. And Costello's third base hit of the ball game. Immediately, the Tin Caps have a runner in scoring position. And we go from Ric Flair to Lil Jon. I mean, that's America.
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 Okay.
Oswaldo Linares is 0 for 2. Added it to a double play, flat out to right. He's also from Venezuela. And he takes a fastball in. Ball one. Linares is out of Cagua. 22 years of age, signed as an international free agent 6 years ago. The pitch. Bouncer down toward third. White waits back, grabs the hop, holds the runner, fires to first, get the out. Costello for third, the throw in. Corona Grauer's tag. He's gone! Double play! Jared Dickey returned the throw across the diamond. Corona Grauer covering at the bag behind White. White ducked out of the way. Corona Grauer lunged at the diving runner Costello, who tried to swim around him. Going to the right hip. No argument from Lucas Ray. And the double is wiped off the board. Two outs, nobody on. Now Jacob Campbell. He looks at a called strike from Gomez.
Left side of the infield, tremendous there. Tommy, great job holding the runner. Rip it over to first. Jared, rip it right back. Great sliding tag by JKG.
Fouled up and out of play, right side. No balls and two strikes on Campbell. And Henry Gomez, just that quickly, is a pitch away from firing a scoreless sixth and facing the minimum. After Fort Wayne has had all of their traffic on the bases today, Tin Caps 2, Lugnuts nothing in the sixth inning. Righty to righty. Way outside into the backstop. That's what happened on Gomez's very first warm-up pitch, except he yanked it to the right-hand batter's box. Chew, chew, chew. Chew on this Jacob Campbell. The 1-2. Line drive softly struck right to Dickey. End the sixth inning. Send us to the seventh. Adam Jackson takes over the call. It is Fort Wayne leading Lansing 2-0. But the Lugnuts have Lasco, Butler, and Rodriguez coming up.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today. We're with Liam after his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
the seventh inning we move in front of the large crowd here. Parkview Field buzzing tonight, and it's 2-0. Fort Wayne leads. And we got good news. Miguel Mendez is out of the game. I'm sure Lansing hitters are very happy about that. Bode Rascon has checked in. So they'll see what they can do against the lefty here that steps in against Ryan Lasko. Pitch, and that's outside, ball one.
Where do you see Rascon's walk numbers?
Let's get pitch two first. Here it is. And that's a little bit. Well, it is given on the outer edge. That's strike one. All right, Jesse, I'm going to play the game. Here we go. Do, 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 do. Rascon throws. Swing and a miss. Lasko down 1-2. He's 0-2 tonight. Strikeout and a ground out. Oh, yeah. Pitch home. Swing and a miss. Boy, oh boy. Lasko just chased that one. He knew he shouldn't have. And that's not going to help the case for the Lugnuts. They have struck out 10 times. It just seems to be a theme now. Kind of trickle-down effect. That's the first for Rascon, who now has 19 strikeouts and has those 21 walks. Opponents batting 256 against him. And again, Lasko chased that one up and out. So now it's Johnny Butler. And the first pitch is fouled to the right side of home plate. Strike one.
Have to stay disciplined. Rascon, just like the starting pitcher, Miguel Mendez. Sometimes he doesn't know where it's going.
And Johnny Butler is the only guy that's got a hit tonight. A double and a single. That's it for the Nuts. The pitch. Swing and that's fouled back. It's quickly 0-2 on Butler. This is very similar to game one down here in Fort Wayne, where Lansing had just three hits and they got two runs out of it because Jared Dickey hit a home run and Tommy White scored on an HBP in the inning prior. Pitch. That flies away. One ball, two strikes. 10 strikeouts, though. Mendez, he just ate up the Nuts just like he's eaten everybody else up in the Midwest League this year. Six innings, two hits, no runs, nine Ks, two walks. Pitch home. On the ground, rolled right at the second baseman. Butterworth has it. Sidearms to first. Two outs.
I don't know what the future holds, but Miguel Mendez, to me, looked like he had a major league arm.
Yeah, I'm sold. So it's up to C.J. Rodriguez here. Base is clear, two outs. Whitecaps up, two zip. Pitch home. Launched up and out of play down the right field side. Oh, it was Fort Wayne that had a small lead over Lansing on Tuesday, and then they opened it up with a three-run seventh. And that was what helped them win 7-2. Pitch. It's up high and outside. One ball, one strike. Remember, they were only up 3-2 at that point. Even though they were wildly out-hitting Lansing, just like they're doing tonight. Two runs, nine hits, no errors for Fort Wayne. No runs, two hits, no errors for Lansing. In front of a packed house tonight. Pitch home. That breaks in there beautifully. Strike two. Next pitch. It's a bouncing ball foul, third base side. Yo, did you steal my game notes? Or did I throw them away?
I don't think I did.
I don't know what I did with them.
Here, you can use mine.
All right, I'm going to steal them for a second. Wait, can I have your Fort Wayne ones?
Yeah, totally.
Oh, that's all I need.
Okay. Share and share alike.
Pitch. It's down low. Three balls, two strikes. Well, what I wanted to get you was Fort Wayne, numbers-wise, eight of the top 10 crowds in Parkview Field history have come on July 4th. The pitch is a bouncy ball over towards short to his right. DeVries has it. Sets, throws it up the line, swiping tag. Oh, and it's made down the line. Costello was able to turn around and Dit Rodriguez, and a 1-2-3 inning in the top of the seventh as we stretch it out. 9,508 on Thursday, July 4th, 2019 is the record. Last year, second against Lansing, 9,337 on July 4th. We will see what happens with the attendance tonight, but a big crowd as we are ready to stretch it out and also get God Bless America. Fun to stay at the YMCA back here at Parkview Field. A gorgeous evening for baseball, July 3rd, 2025. So far, Tin Cap fans enjoying themselves. They're up 2-0 as we bring you to the bottom of the seventh inning. Henry Gomez got Lansing through the sixth inning. And now it is time. Well, it's time for the beanpole. Jack Mahoney, the lefty, 6'8", 225. The 26-year-old from Appleton, Wisconsin, coming in here to try and get Lansing through the seventh. And the first pitch is fly back foul. Strike one as we go back to the top of the card for Kai Roberts. So Mahoney, the man that signed out of independent ball. Tall lefty. Throws home. Swing and a miss, and it's no balls, two strikes. Walk, base hit, and a flyout for Roberts. That flyout was to deep left field. That's the only time he's been out in his two games in this series. Lefty-lefty the pitch. That shot foul, third base side. That's everything that you want on this weekend, July 3rd, July 4th, tomorrow. Just perfect weather, huge crowd. Baseball game rolling around. Coming towards 9 o'clock. The pitch home. That's down low. One ball, two strikes. One, two pitch. That's fouled back. Lansing was able to bounce back with a win last night after they lost on Tuesday. And then we are off to Lansing for tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday for the final three games of this series. Opposite of what we did last year. Reverse, reverse. Pitch, swing and a miss. Strike three. Good pitch right there. And a fastball top of the zone. There's your first strikeout for Jack Mahoney. All right, here comes Leo DeVries from the right side. The pitch, that's way up and outside. Ball one. DeVries, the switch hitter, so we have seen him bat a lot from the other side of the plate with all the righties that Lansing has. DeVries, a memorable night in Lansing way back in April. Next pitch is outside. Two balls, no strikes. He hit for the cycle, and only the third tin cap to hit for the cycle. And he did it with two home runs. He knocked in eight in that wild 15-14 come-from-behind win. Pitch, that's launched up in the air, over towards third. Tommy White coming in towards the mound, circles to his right. JKG comes in behind him and grabs it to the left of the mound for the second out. Pretty thrilling night for DeVries. First game there in Lansing as he almost single-handedly brought them from behind. I think they were down something like 8-2 in that game and ended up winning 15-14. And to have two home runs on a cycle night is very rare. Here's Brandon Butterworth. Pitch home. That's outside. Ball one. 2-0. Tin Caps lead. We're in the bottom of the seventh. Base is clear. Colt Keith was the last guy to have two home runs in a cycle in minor league baseball. The pitch. That's outside. And that was back in 2023. Only seven major league players have had two home runs when they've hit for the cycle. 2-0 pitch. That shoots in there. Strike one. Butterworth tonight. 1-for-3. Double play. Strikeout. And then a double and a run scored. Greg Colbrun from the Diamondbacks and George Brett, the great Royal. That one just a little bit outside. 3-1. Those are the last two guys to have cycles in the big leagues and have two home runs in them. And Leo DeVries, the 18-year-old, did it back in April. Pitch, it's on the ground over towards third. Tommy White, couple of steps to his left, has it. Sets, throws to first, and he gets it there. 1-2-3 for Jack Mahoney, the lefty, through the top of the card. Roberts, DeVries, and Butterworth. Well worked. Can Lansing get their bats going? We head to the eighth. They're hoping. They trail still just 2-0 down here at Parkview Field.
What does a teddy bear dream of? A teddy bear dreams of a best friend that tucks them in at night and wakes them up in the morning. Who they share laughs and very secret secrets with. A best friend who they grow up with. What teddy bears don't dream of is being left alone, outside in the rain, in a shrine for school shooting victims who could have been their best friends.
School shootings are preventable. Learn the warning signs at sandyhookpromise.org.
Stand Up to Cancer asked leading cancer researchers to speak about why they do their work.
Two words come to mind for me. One is responsibility. The other is purpose.
It's just so inspiring to do research that impacts human lives.
Stand Up to Cancer has been a critical partner in advancing research for cancer.
Cancer research saves lives.
So please help us fight in this battle against cancer.
Be a part of the team that ends cancer at standuptocancer.org.
This is Daryl Kennedy, manager for your Lansing Lugnuts. Now let's get back to the game.
Off to the eighth inning we go. Lansing looking for a come-from-behind win tonight. They trail 2-0. Casey Yamauchi steps into the box. Y'all know his name. It's Yama. There's the pitch home. That's a little bit tight. Ball one. Yama 0 for 2 tonight. Fly out, ground out. Oh, Jesse, I think I'm going to ruffle some feathers here in the eighth inning. Let's go. The pitch. It's on the inside corner, strike one.
It's not this or that time yet, is it?
No, it's not.
Okay.
But you know where we are? Where is this game at?
Fort Wayne, Altoona of the West.
1-1. That's outside. 2-1. You know what else Fort Wayne is known for, Jesse?
It's fireworks.
It's fireworks. Some guy that wore a tin cap. What's his name?
The apple guy.
2-1. That's fouled out of play. Now right field side. 2 balls, 2 strikes.
John Chapman.
John Chapman, Johnny Appleseed. He's the man that started planting apple seeds in the Midwest, Illinois, and Indiana.
For apple cider, by the way, not actually for apples to eat.
Hard cider, yes.
Hard cider.
Sometimes you need a hard cider when you come to the game. Pitch, that's down low. 3 balls, 2 strikes. So you know what got me thinking?
Yeah.
And if you were to pick what the American dessert is, you know, because it's patriotic, July 4 tomorrow. 3-2. That's outside. Ball 4. Yama walks, and the tying run will come to the plate. Lansing down 2-0 here in the 8th inning. Jesse, if I ask you what, you can only pick one, what is the American dessert? What would you say?
An ice cream sandwich.
Well, that would be my answer. I'd go with that.
It's not apple pie.
It's apple pie, and I just, I don't know about that.
It's not.
JKG steps in, and the first pitch is foul. First base side. So I was curious, why apple pie? Because there are so many great desserts. You have brownies, cookies, ice cream, cake.
Macarons.
You have so much, right? We indulge. Donuts. Pitch home. And that shoots in there. Fastball. No balls, two strikes from Bodie Roscone to JKG. He tonight has reached twice on a walk and an HBP. He struck out in the fifth. Lefty-righty matchup. Open stance for JKG. Pitch home. High hopping ball over towards third. Could be two. Jackson has it. 1-2 off the first. You bet. Double play.
That ball was hit 109 miles an hour and right at Jackson.
Really unfortunate. Good swing. Anyway, apple pie traditionally associated with American patriotism and national identity because during World War II, soldiers famously claimed they were fighting for mom and apple pie. And since then, apple pie has become a symbol of family and home for many Americans. The pitch, that shoots in there. Strike one, a Jarrett Dickey. So, you know, I can't complain about that. It makes sense. But come on now, apple pie. I think we got other desserts that could step in front of that. 0-1. It's a high hopping ball to the right of second to the shortstop. Takes a big hop on DeVries. Still gathers, gallops, throws, and it's in time for the third and final out. You know, we're not going to tell you what to do. You want to enjoy some apple pie, an apple fritter, especially down here at Fort Wayne where Johnny Appleseed is from. Sure, go for it. But I don't know. I think there might be some other desserts that might tap apple pie. But enjoy a slice. Let's head to the bottom of the eighth. Lansing trails 2-0.
I'm Elton John. When he was just 13, my friend Ryan White was diagnosed with AIDS. This was 40 years ago. At the time, he was shunned and threatened by his community, yet his grace and determination to help change the world for himself and all those infected with HIV was an inspiration. He is part of the reason I founded the Elton John AIDS Foundation. Since it began, the foundation has helped reach over 100 million people at risk of and affected by AIDS. Learn more at eltonjohnaidsfoundation.org. Follow us at EJAF on Instagram.
Ms. Fernandez, what are those tiny things?
Those are called amoebas. You can only see them through a microscope.
Wow.
Today's students are tomorrow's great thinkers and innovators. But right now, there's a funding crisis in public schools. Donors Choose is a nonprofit that lets you support students and teachers in your community and beyond. You could provide pencils and paper, help a music class get a guitar,
or even a science project for a classroom like mine.
Learn more at DonorsChoose.org.
Nate Ankiel here with the Lansing Lugnuts. Let's get back to the game. Go Nuts.
crowd is fired up down here at Fort Wayne. They lead 2-0 over Lansing. Jack Mahoney is back out there to face Braden Karpathios. The pitch down the ground right at Yama. A couple of steps actually to his left. He gathers in front of the outfield grass, slings it to first. One pitch, one out, and Mahoney has four up, four down here to the seventh and now the eighth. He's pitching well so far. All right, Jesse, well, you were correct. It was too early for this or that in the last half inning, but bottom of the eighth, I got it for you. 2-0, Fort Wayne. Here's Ryan Jackson that steps in. Lefty-righty matchup. Mahoney, the beanpole, throws. And that shoots in strike one. All right, so, you know, baseball game tonight, but usually people spend their days around this time during the pitch, shoots in there, strike two, during the warm weather and the holiday on the water. So this or that, pool or lake, ocean, whatever, you can combine those two. Which one do you want?
This is an easy one for me because I think about the beach, that's the ocean. I am not a sand guy, so I choose pool.
Okay. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Five up, five down. Two strikeouts for Jack Mahoney.
How about you?
I wasn't sure where you were going to go because you're a Maryland guy.
I love the sound of the waves, but I find that I much more enjoy relaxing in a pool than relaxing in the ocean.
Definitely no on the ocean. Pitch home. That breaks in there. Strike one to Rosemont Verdugo. But I am going lake, and this is my Michigan roots. You get a cabin or a cottage, go up there, and you sit on a lake, get yourself a boat, ride around the water. Pitch. That's outside. I'm all for the pool because it's cleaner.
Yeah.
And there's no animals usually in it. But
not as treacherous in a lake as they could be in the ocean.
Correct. 1-1. That breaks in there. Also, no salt water in the lake, which I love, but yeah, getting behind the boat, tubing or kneeboarding or skiing or just hopping in the boat and going for a ride, seeing everybody else that's out there on the lake, it's pretty cool. And then you get the fireworks over a lake. Yeah, I'm all for it around this time. One ball, two strikes. That's whacked up in the air.
I got a this or that for you.
I like this. I like that I introduced this, and I ask one, and Jesse's like, yeah, let me throw you seven more back at you. What do you got?
They have started naming the Home Run Derby participants. Yesterday, they announced the All-Star starters. This or that, Home Run Derby or All-Star game?
The pitch? That's outside. Two balls, two strikes. Yeah, I'm not a big Home Run Derby guy. Nothing against it, but I really just like the All-Star game. It's, like, still the only All-Star game that I can watch. 2-2. That's outside. And what really does it for me is that they mic up the guys in inning. Oh, I love that. Right? You're still competing, but those guys are just having conversations with the guys in the booth. And pitches inside. Kick the foot back from Verdugo. And what do you know? Another walk. So that makes it an even 50 this year for Rosemont Verdugo. So with two outs, that's the first base runner that Jack Mahoney is allowed. Fort Wayne up 2-0 in the bottom of the eighth inning. What about you?
I feel like everything that they have put together for the Home Run Derby has made it more unwatchable on television. And so because of that, the All-Star game is just such a better thing to sit down, relax, and watch.
It's just a game with the best players. This pitch is rocketed out to right field. Back goes Butler. He's got room. As he backpedals, makes the catch. And that will do it. This or that, Lugnuts Baseball on the road or at home for July 4th. Well, we're going to take July 4th. See you all tomorrow. In the meantime, Jesse Goldberg-Strasser will take you through the ninth. Before we get there, Fort Wayne up 2-0.
Many of our U.S. veterans and service members face challenges, mental health struggles, housing obstacles, food insecurity, and social isolation, to name just a few. I'm Bob Woodruff. My family and I started the Bob Woodruff Foundation in 2006 after I sustained a life-threatening injury while reporting from Iraq. Our service members had my back that day, and we need to have theirs now more than ever. At our foundation, we invest in solutions, so learn more about our work at bobwoodrufffoundation.org/success.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
What's up? This is Tommy White with the Lansing Lugnuts. Let's head back to the diamond. Go Nuts.
It's the man in the mask, Cole Paplum, who takes over on the mound for Fort Wayne. Into the ninth inning from Fort Wayne, Indiana, Tin Caps 2, Lugnuts nada. Fort Wayne Tin Caps with their record when they lead. After six innings, they're 31-1 this year. When they lead after eight, they're 30-1. They led after 6-2-0. They led after 8-2-0. Top of the ninth, Nankill, White, and Green. 3-4-5 against Paplum, who is wearing the mask to protect his face. Righty, righty. Nate Nankill, first pitch. Ball one, down and in. If you remember Rip Hamilton wearing the mask for the Pistons, that's what this is like, except that mask is black for Paplum. Let's it fly. Nankill takes a ball low. 2-0. Nate is 0 for 2, 2 strikeouts, and an HBP. Lansing only has 2 hits all game. The pitch. Nankill takes ball 3. Downstairs. Johnny Butler doubled in the second. He singled in the fifth. Those your Lugnuts hits. They've also drawn 2 walks. 3 walks. That 2 batters hit. 3-0. Taking all the way. Ball 4 inside, and they've drawn 4 walks. And with Nate Nankill going down to first base, and that means that Tommy White is coming up as the game-tying run. And we are now at the 2-hour mark. Righty, righty, nobody out. First pitch, White takes a called strike across the inside corner. Actually, let me surprise you. Adam Jackson loves mint chocolate chip. Did you know?
Wait, what is that? Oh, it's cookies and cream. I'll eat either.
Yes. And here's the pitch. Tommy White drives it foul up the right side. David Lorenz has chosen the top of the ninth inning to bring us ice cream to finish off the night.
This is Thank unreal.
Gavin Tommy White, 0-2. He is 0 for 3. He's flied out. He struck out. Fielder's choice. Paplum sets, kicks, offers. White hits a high fly to right center field. Roberts and Carpathios converge. Carpathios catches from right, and Nankill returns to first. One away. Tommy White is 0 for 4.
He's huffing and puffing back there going, "We're so busy. We're so busy."
Thank you so much. Wait. I've heard that it's packed downstairs. Double play ball would win the game for Fort Wayne. Rodney Green Jr. with a home run would tie it. Righty to lefty. Green fouls it back. Adam, enjoy that ice cream.
So good.
Tin Caps 2, Lugnuts nothing. Third game of a 6-game series. The next 3 days will be played in Michigan State Capitol. Here's the pitch. Fouled off to the left side. Rooftop and then dropping down to the seats. No runs, 2 hits, no errors for the Lugnuts. And Rodney Green Jr. 3 times today has struck out. And an 0-2 hole. Paplum deals. Off the outside corner. There's ball 1 with a changeup. Do You want some of my mint chocolate chip?
Oh, I'm about to do both?
I know that Adam loves mint chocolate chip.
This is exciting.
I'm busy talking, Dave. Here's a 1-2. A dribbler down to first base, grabbed by Costello, fires into second. They get one. That is all for DeVries. DeForest is at Nankill. He hangs on. Green is now on at first, but Fort Wayne has two outs in the ninth inning. So it's up to Ryan Lasko. How's that mint chocolate chip?
It's exceptional.
Yeah.
It feels comeback like.
You can taste it?
Yeah, I can absolutely taste it on my tongue.
Ryan Lasko takes a ball low from Papillon. That last name of Papillon, P-A-P-L-H-A-M. He's gone 10 innings for Fort Wayne, 10 hits, 8 walks, 10 Ks. That's it flying. Lasko swings and misses. For Lasko today, 0 for 3. Struck out in the second, grounded out hard to third base in the fourth, struck out in the seventh. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. And Fort Wayne is one strike away. Lasko takes the ball down and away. Green tears for second. And no throw down by Linares. Two balls and two strikes. Green moves into scoring position.
Well, if there was ever time for a big swing, this would be something special.
2-0 Tin Caps. Two gone. 2-2 pitch. Down and away. And that gets away off to the right. And Green trots leisurely over to third. Wild pitch. Back-to-back wild pitches by Papillon. And the cat now on Ryan Lasko is 3 balls and 2 strikes with Johnny Butler, who has the Lugnuts' only 2 hits of the game, waiting in the on-deck circle. Papillon has the sign. The masked man. Kicks, offers, check swing, ball four. And that is a tough call for the Tin Caps. At the letters, toward the outside corner. And the home plate umpire, Evan Anderson, said, no, sir. Lasko draws the walk.
Okay, well, you'll take that. I don't know if it was accurate, but we'll take it.
Bet you that is a peeved Thomas Eshelman. The pitching coach stalks out to the mound, clapping his hands together for a word with Papillon. Johnny Butler will bat here. Lasko with great speed at first base, too. The tying runs are on. Biggest crowd of the year here at Parkview Field, wanting to see their guys come away with the win. Everyone departs from around Papillon. Conferred at the last second with the catcher, Linares. And now here is Johnny Butler.
Well, he's got a single, he's got a double, maybe a home run.
$8,825 sellouts as Butler takes a called strike. Did I see 300th Parkview Field sellout in team history?
Yes, you did. Thanks to the folks next door for letting us know.
The pitch. Butler takes it high. Knock on that window real quick. Thank you. Thank you very much. One ball, one strike on Butler batting left. Righty Papillon sets. 2-0 Caps. 2 outs. The pitch. Butler takes ball too low. Rodney Green Jr. is at third base. He reached on a fielder's choice. Ryan Lasko is at first. He walked. Hitter's pitch on 2-1. Check swing. That missed. On appeal, he went. Strike two. Says bases umpire Torres. Behind the pitcher's mound towards second. 95 on that Paplum fastball. Again, the Lugnuts are down to their final strike. Lascar runs the pitch, grounded toward short, grabbed by DeVries. Looks at it, throws the first. This ball game is over. Fort Wayne shuts out the Lugnuts 2-0. The Hearts were palpitating a little bit here late, but the 300th shutout, 300th sellout in Parkview Field history ends in a Tin Caps victory. Post-game show is on its way next from Fort Wayne. Caps 2, Lugnuts nothing.
Your child is sick. With those four words, the innocence and joy of childhood disappears. But Starlight has taught us four other words that make all the difference. The power of play. Happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation delivers happiness through gaming, toy deliveries, and more to hospitals across the country. Learn more at starlight.org.
We're with Liam after his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
This is CJ Rodriguez with the Lansing Lugnuts. Time to get back to the game.
Welcome into Lansing Lugnuts postgame. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler joined by Adam Jaxa. Well, Adam, in the end, pitcher's duel for the finale of the three games here in Fort Wayne. There were Tin Caps all over the bases in the early part against Jake Garland. Garland only allowed two runs in five innings, but as it turned out, those were the only runs of the game. The Tin Caps take two out of three from Parkview Field with a 2-0 win.
Yeah, two out of the three, Lansing just couldn't find their offense, and that was the case again here tonight. Unfortunately, they didn't get a Dickey dinger, so they didn't get any runs. And you got to tip your cap tonight to Miguel Mendez. He set the tone, and then the bullpen locked it down. You talked about the stat. Fort Wayne, they don't lose when they're ahead after six, and that was the case again here tonight. And last I checked, if you don't score, you're not going to win, and that is what we saw here tonight.
That's exactly what we saw. Miguel Mendez, the 23-year-old right-hander for Fort Wayne, six innings, two hits, two walks, nine strikeouts. The Lugnuts go no runs, two hits, and no errors. They strand seven runners on the bases, and they fall to 5-7, 41-37 overall for the year. While the Fort Wayne Tin Caps collect two runs on nine hits and no errors, the Tin Caps strand eight. They improve to 8-4 and 39-38 for the season. Miguel Mendez the win, the loss to Lansing's Jake Garland, and the save in the game goes to Cole Paplum. Their fireworks coming up here shortly. Let's look ahead to tomorrow, 4th of July. We expect to see a lot of folks joining us at Jackson Field. And the starting pitching matchup is an all-prospect matchup. Steven Echeverria against Isaiah Lowe.
Yeah, it should be fun. You said it. The atmosphere is going to be electric. It always is. Lansing does July 4th as good as anybody, if not better than most or all in the entire in the entirety of minor league baseball, just because so many fans are there. They are passionate about baseball. They come out and they support this team. And, you know, Fort Wayne, Lansing, they're going to play in front of the biggest crowd they'll play in front of probably all year long. And for two prospects to go out there and do it, going to be pretty cool to watch.
It will be. So we're coming back home. I'm expecting huge crowd on Friday and on Saturday and Sunday. This is a holiday weekend. It is just three games. And for the Friday, Saturday, Sunday series, there's the baseball part. There's the everything else part. There's the vintage baseball. And there are the Lafkew fireworks. There's the bobblehead giveaway on Saturday. There's the Joe Torre Safe at Home baseball card giveaway on Sunday. So I encourage you, go to LansingLugnuts.com or call 517-485-4500 and get your tickets. And come on out and spend time with us and go nuts. Lugnuts and Fort Wayne Tin Caps coming up this month of July. There won't be that many home games, but the ones that are, we're going to make them count. And now, Adam, it's time for us to pack up and head back to Lansing, Michigan.
Let's do it. Listen, you're spending time with your family. You're getting out, you're barbecuing, you're getting by the water, maybe up at a cabin, a cottage, a lake, wherever it is. Do that during the day, but find a way. Get out to the ballpark tomorrow night. Really come out and support these guys. The atmosphere is elite. Come early, because, yes, concession stands are going to be jammed. It's tough to get food tomorrow night, but surrounded by the Lansing community to watch a baseball game on July 4th, that is America. That is patriotism, and we really hope to see you out at the park tomorrow night.
With or without your apple pie.
Yeah, whatever you want. You know what? You want to bring an apple pie, you bring an apple pie. Don't let anybody tell you what to or to not to eat. But come on out tomorrow for some baseball and support the Lansing Lugnuts.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts. May not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. For Adam Jackson, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. The Tin Caps beat the Lugnuts 2-0 tonight. We wish you well from the Summit City. We're coming back home to Michigan State Capitol. Take care. Go Nuts!